So Satan was very real, is very real to Jesus. When Jesus was confronted by their latest attack, you know, they were always trying to discredit Jesus. When he was confronted with the latest attack, they said, he has Beelzebub. He's possessed by Beelzebub, and he can cast out demons because, of course, he's a demon. He's possessed by demons himself. And so they're all in this cooperation together. They are in this conspiracy. It was a demon conspiracy taking place. And so they were saying that's how he has power over demons, because he's a demon too. It's interesting that Jesus doesn't say, yeah, but, you know, this whole thing about Satan, you know, this whole thing about the devil made me do it and all this stuff, this whole thing of the personification of evil and Satan, Jesus could have said, you know, let's sort of downplay that a little bit because it's a little bit weird sounding and all that stuff. No, Jesus doesn't do that. He talks about how we can divide Satan and thus conquer Satan. So I think if we look at this and go, well, in this passage, Jesus repeats the idea that we are to divide Satan, and that dividing Satan is a very good tool that we can develop as a part of our Christian discipleship, a Christian walk with God. And so Jesus never once says, don't worry about Satan because he's not real. Don't worry, don't fret over that. He basically says, accept the fact that Satan is there, sort of like acknowledge Satan. I think he's giving us that as a tool for how we can divide Satan, for how we can work against Satan. Because if we deny the existence of Satan, I believe we've made Satan stronger. We've made Satan perhaps more real. We've given Satan an end to what can be done. It's sort of like our safe sanctuary training is to make sure that we are aware that bad things can happen and to be vigilant about that. We recognize the evil that exists in our world at this time, and therefore we want our church to be prepared and those who volunteer to be prepared for all eventualities. That is acknowledging the existence of evil. But so many times we don't think of Satan as being real. We sort of downplay that. We say, you know, that's not really something we should worry about. We should focus on love and good and that sort of stuff, which is true in our relationship with God. We love God, but then we also, in our relationship with God, acknowledge the fact that Satan is real. And that Satan, when we think about it, Satan is working within our lives to make sure that we are destroyed. He wants nothing more than our destruction. He doesn't want to just give us a bad time. He doesn't want us just to you know, make missteps and make mistakes and things like that. Satan is seeking our destruction and the destruction of our relationship with God. That's what Satan is doing. And so when you think about it, how dare someone, Satan, try to control me, to destroy me, to destroy who I am and destroy my relationship with God. It sort of makes you angry, which I think is a good thing. If we acknowledge the presence of evil, we acknowledge Satan, we acknowledge the fact that Satan is real, then perhaps we're better prepared to say, yes, it's not just me who's tempted. It's not just the fact that I'm tempted to do bad. It's someone else trying to tempt me to do bad. When we understand that, I think it helps us to build our defenses, to get a little stubborn, to get a little angry, and to say, you know, I'm going to divide Satan. No one is going to deny me my life and my relationship with God in the process. And then, of course, we have to understand and accept the power of the Holy Spirit, because that's what Christ is talking about as well. And he said to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. In our understanding about blaspheming the Holy Spirit, we're talking about denying the presence of Christ, denying what the Holy Spirit is moving us to do, to have a relationship with Christ. And so to deny that is to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, to push the Holy Spirit away, and that for Christ is the unforgivable sin, because then you do not have a relationship with God. And through that, we understand the power of the Holy Spirit as well, that the Holy Spirit is there, strengthening us, encouraging us, teaching us how to walk this Christian life. God is guiding through God's presence. This whole season of Pentecost, it will last all the rest of the months until Advent. This long season of Pentecost is all about the giving of the Holy Spirit, the dove, the tongues of fire, the banners that are here, the understanding that we have been granted, we have been given the power of the Holy Spirit, and therefore we have that power at our disposal. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. And Christ tells us in Scripture, one of my favorite passages is, resist Satan and he will flee from you. It doesn't say conquer Satan. It doesn't say outsmart Satan. It doesn't say show Satan what you got or whatever. It just says resist. Resist Satan and Satan will flee from you, because in resisting, we're calling upon the power of the Holy Spirit. And then Christ is very quick to say, my brother, my sister, my mother, those are the ones who do the will of God. Perhaps that's the greatest of the ways in which we can divide Satan, is simply to do the work of God, to do what God has called us to do, to accomplish those things. This was my 35th annual conference. I started going when I was 4. Some people were awake, but I said that. That's probably not true. But anyway, that's my 35th annual conference. When I started going to annual conference, the TV crews were generally there. We always met at Walford. And normally, several days out of that time, TV crews there, cameras, lights, everything. They were interested in what we were doing. I haven't seen TV crews there in a long time. And it's just, I guess, a condition of society. But the thing that I find encouraging is that when you're there and all the pastors are there and their laity are there and you hear about the work of the staff of the annual conference and everything, you realize the work continues. One step at a time, one step at a time, those who do the will of God, doing the work. Every year for 35 years, we go and we hear about what has been done and what will be done, where we are going and what we are accomplishing. That work remains the same. Whether or not we have lights, camera, action or not, that work has been consistent, consistently true, that United Methodists, that Christians are very much alive and active in our world, making a difference, accomplishing it one step at a time. What other, greater, more powerful way is there to divide Satan than simply to do as God directs us to do, to put our faith, to put the power of the Holy Spirit into action through our lives and through our discipleship with Jesus Christ? Let us pray.